Tonight, yesterday was really sad news for the AFL family. We lost one of our greats, Danny Frawley, Spud they call him. His old man was a spud farmer from Ballarat, so he got the nickname Spud. But for those people who don't follow AFL, in NRL terms, it's like your Fatty Vorton, somebody who has achieved a lot in their sport and still continues to give a lot back, and one of the characters of the sport as well. But we got a little montage here we're going to play for Danny, built by Triple M. But if you actually listen to the radio stations through, and it wouldn't matter if it's Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne or Hobart or Tasmania, especially those southern states or AFL states. I was listening to a few of them yesterday, and a lot of them had tributes coming in, and a lot of people crying, not even from even the St Kilda Footy Club, because that's where he mainly played, but just respected through the whole of the AFL.
We start with tragic news tonight with the death of St Kilda legend Danny Frawley.
Incredibly sad day for the football world, really, because Danny, obviously a legend of a player here and coach Richmond and in the media. So every aspect of this industry, Danny has touched. So I think everyone would be equally sad.
He was one of those larger-than-life figures. He filled a room. He wore his heart on his sleeve.
The thing for me about Spud is whenever you were in his company, he made you feel good. And if you were feeling down, he could put a smile on your face. He just had this great ability to make everyone around him laugh. An incredible, incredible person he was to be around.
He will be remembered as that knockabout country kid.
Frawley's mantra was to put the fun into football, all the while battling his own demons away from the spotlight.
The advice I give to everyone out there is it's not like a broken arm where you put your hand in plaster, the doctor goes, right, that'll be in plaster for 4 weeks, then you can do some light weights, then you can do some range of movement, and then you'll be able to play again. Mental health is all different, and that's where it's pretty difficult. But it's great that people come up, but the main advice I'd say is speak to someone close to you and go and see a doctor. It's as simple as that.
I was breathless when I found out about Trevor Barker. But for Spud, this was such a shock. And it shocked not only our family, but the St Kilda family and the footy world.
Yeah, it was
sad.
It is. And, there's a lot of people and a lot of big journalists that couldn't go on radio and television yesterday because they were deeply affected by the passing of Danny Frawley.
Well, you're a big part of the St Kilda family. You played for St Kilda. And he was your captain, is that right?
Yeah, so when I first went down to St Kilda, he was our captain. So the first person you walk in when you're, a 17 or 18-year-old kid is your captain. And Danny Frawley, we didn't have leadership groups then. We had one captain, and he was the main man that everybody went to. What he said, everybody did, and he was the go-to person. So you didn't have 8 or 9 people saying, yeah, we'll do this. Danny said, we're going to do this, and this is how we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Train hard, play hard, and he just loved the St Kilda Footy Club, which was even better. But even watching yesterday, I went home, and how those weird things just happen. Like, I never watched television during the day, and I watched Fox Footy for the first time, and he's on a show called Bounce, and turned that on at midday yesterday, and, there he is. And you're watching that, and then you think when you get the news 6 hours later, it was at that time you're watching Bounce, which was a show from Saturday, which you've never watched, and yet you see that reflection and you see, unfortunately, he passed away. So, really, really sad news. And the other one too was, I think, before my Hall of Fame, which I was inducted in at the start of the year.
Very cool.
Start of the year, he wrote me a letter. And, really, who writes letters these days?
It's really heartfelt.
Yeah, no one writes letters. And yet he took the time out to write a letter about, remembering everything from, he knew more about my career than I did. the first time we'd gone to St Kilda, his last game at Witten Oval where I kicked 6, and he was so proud of that, and handing the flowers and just the night celebration afterwards. So, unfortunately for us, and I know that, his wife and 3 daughters are going to go through a really, really tough time. But one thing is, when you see something like this, you understand how close the AFL community is, because
your family.
Watching it and listening to it over the last 24 hours, it brings back a lot of great memories that, you sit there and go, life is too short, and unfortunately, we have lost one of our greats, and that's not even just from a St Kilda perspective, that is from an AFL's perspective and a sporting personality as well. So always putting himself first. It was amazing. You can walk into a room, like walk into here now, and he was just the life of the party. Tell your stories, and he'll have story after story. Massive smile, no matter whatever he did, and
yeah.
So he's going to be he's going to be sadly missed, and unfortunately, for us, from a footy club point of view, we've lost one of our Hall of Famers. So very, very sad.
Yeah, it is sad. I can see you're emotional about it, mate, and it's completely understandable.
It's Bridge and Spider. This is Gold 92.5.